Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections. Welcome to The Word, Lenten Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Today's reflection is from Ashley McKinless. A Place of Honor. A reflection for the second Wednesday of Lent, March 3rd, 2021. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. And he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
So it seems like Jesus is trying really hard to flip the expectations of his disciples here. And it's funny, this reading comes just after he's told them the parable of the workers in the vineyard, in which the people who showed up at the beginning of the day and worked a whole day in the sun get paid the exact same amount as the people who showed up at closing time and are indignant about it. So the disciples have just heard this story, which ends with those famous lines, "The last will be first and the first will be last." And yet here they are competing to be the ones, you know, at the head of the table next to Jesus, a position of privilege. And so, you know, it's gone from they're living out the parable, and it's clear that they didn't get the message, that their idea of what power looks like, what they've experienced under Roman occupation, that's not what Jesus is promising in his kingdom. In fact, the exact opposite. He says, "Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave." I don't want to be too hard on the disciples. I think, you know, they've been with Jesus long enough to know that he's come to heal, to serve the poor. And it's easy when you when you have a clear mission and you do want to serve, to go in with that mindset. And then once you're in an institution or once you've tasted some success in your mission, to lose sight of that initial idea that you're serving others. And suddenly it becomes more important to get the next promotion or to have the outside world recognize your service with awards or just like esteem from your colleagues or from the wider world. So, you know, as a journalist and writer, I'm doing this because I want to serve the church's mission. I want to lift up the voices of the marginalized. And then you can also find yourself being like, oh, I wish I had more Twitter followers. And it's hard to tell the line if you want that because it'll help you do your mission or if you just you want the prestige and recognition that it can feel like you deserve. So I would just say this Lent, think of, you know, ways that you can let go of your ego a little bit. Take stock of the ways you're striving in your life that maybe started out with the real purpose of service, and make sure your ambition is still that. It's driven by a desire to serve as opposed to getting worldly recognition or a higher position or more esteem in the world. Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
That was Ashley McKinless, an executive editor at America. She hosts Jesuitical, a podcast for young Catholics. You can read her full written reflection for today at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find all of our Lenten content from America online at americamagazine.org/Lent2021. Thank you for praying with us. Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.